NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Big Six is next. Also, my favorite 70s cop and radio show, Michaels and Mueller, coming up tonight here on The Zone. He's joined now by our buddy Todd Furman, who is in a state of frozen animation in Las Vegas, like most of us as we listen from everywhere. You tweeted this out earlier, Todd, and this blew my mind. Las Vegas casinos spending up to $14.4 million a day. What in the world?
Hey, you know, alcohol, even when it's not being drank, is a very expensive commodity. All those bright neon lights across the Las Vegas Strip, everything you could think of. It's amazing when you look at the casino business, and I know a lot of airlines show some similarities, Mickey, but the reality of it is, even with their doors closed, it's millions of dollars a day, and that our reference talking about some casino companies really only have about 6 months in cash flow that they could keep their doors open, or in this case, just basically keep the lights on even if they don't have any customers.
Wow. That's crazy stuff. So there continues to be stuff put out, betting market type stuff. I noticed you tweeted this, maybe it was yesterday, odds to make the NFC playoffs, odds to make the AFC playoffs. Let's start with the AFC because Titans fans might be excited about what Las Vegas thinks right now.
Well, I think when you look at the landscape of the South, knowing that the Titans are co-favorites right alongside the Indianapolis Colts and with the addition of an extra playoff team, gives them an inside track being one of seven that can get included in the postseason tournament. Now, if you're looking at just the odds to win the division, both them and the Colts a shade less than 2-1. The Houston Texans a tick behind them, and the Jaguars kind of picking up the rear as they'll go through the Gardner Minshew experiment in full bore this upcoming season. But I think what really jumps off the page there is when you look at the top two favorites, Kansas City, if you believe that they're going to make the postseason, you have to put up $20 just to make $1 coming back on Fox Bet. The Baltimore Ravens, it's put up $10 to make a dollar coming back. And it just goes to show, after those two teams, it's anybody's guess how the rest of the playoff field will ultimately fill itself out. But Tennessee Titans fans should be optimistic, because I think when you look top to bottom, it's the most competitive division in the entire AFC, even a half step more, my opinion, than the AFC East.
Let's go to the NFC, because on this tweet, Tampa Bay was maybe a little bit further down than people might think that they would be at this time.
Well, the Bucs right around a pick 'em at this point, second favorites in their division behind the New Orleans Saints. They went out and addressed one of their major questions in free agency earlier today, making sure that they locked up Ndamukong Suh. While his pass rush skill set hasn't quite been up to what we've grown accustomed to in the past, he was integral in allowing them to have one of the more underrated run defense under Todd Bowles' leadership last year. We know about the Tom Brady signing, but I'm more apprehensive about this Bucs offense. What will it look like with Tom Brady learning new idiosyncrasies of players that he's never worked with? There's no safety blanket in a guy like Julian Edelman or an offensive line he trusts. So I think this Tampa Bay defense is going to have to carry the torch for the offense that may take some time to get up to speed through the first 4 to 6 games.
Is there anybody else out there that you find value in at this point based on what we've seen movement-wise in the quarterback market?
I think if you're looking through the NFC side of things, it's the usual suspects there. But in my opinion, on the AFC, I mean, I'm going to be real bullish on the Colts until further notice. I think this is kind of the perfect storm for Phillip Rivers getting a one-year deal. They go out and they get DeForest Buckner trading that 13th overall pick in the draft. So when you look at the Colts odds to make the playoffs right around a pick'em, I think it makes an awful lot of sense. If you're looking for a team that's also done a little bit more to bolster their roster, and we have no reason to be confident in their quarterback situation, the Denver Broncos at 3-2, if you think they can be the second best or maybe even the third best team in the AFC West. And then ultimately, we'll see what plays out in Los Angeles. Maybe it's the Chargers if they can figure out the quarterback situation. I just don't want a ticket on the Chargers team to make the postseason with Tyrod Taylor as my starter as things stand at the end of March.
Where do you have the New England Patriots win total?
Right now, their win total sits at 9, and if you want to bet them to make the playoffs, you have to put up $2.50 and make a dollar coming back. For me personally, with Jared Stidham an even money favorite to assume the reins for Tom Brady, this could be a year where there's growing pains, and I don't think it'll be an indictment of Bill Belichick. There just aren't a lot of weapons in that offense, and I think a lot of people assuming that Buffalo is going to take the next step, but I really believe the Jets are a legitimate dark horse there. When you look at how banged up that team was last year and how much more dynamic they were with Sam Darnold getting C.J. Mosley back defensively, that'd be a team that would take a bit of a flyer on to win their division at a price of north of 6-1 if you shop around.
Todd Furman, our guest, talking all things Las Vegas odds and more. Speaking of Las Vegas and odds and the NFL, Roger Goodell was asked by a panel of general managers to move the draft. So far, he's saying no. Do you think the draft ultimately stays at the aforementioned dates of April 23rd through 25?
So if I'm betting a yes, no prop, I'm making no the favorite, Mickey, because ultimately I think the power brokers that are in charge of the draft, the inability of these organizations to conduct physicals, go through their psychological examinations and everything else will preempt the NFL's best laid plans to try and keep it. It's not quite an apples to apples comparison, but it reminds me a lot of Dana White, who remains steadfast. We're going to have UFC events. We're going to do this. Ultimately had to succumb to some of the external pressures that were out there. I think the NFL, whether they like it or not, will ultimately move the draft back, because they're going to want to put their teams in a position to make the most informed decisions. And heaven forbid these teams go out there, invest a lot of money in first, second, or third round picks, and ultimately feel that they've been done a disservice because they weren't able to go through their normal evaluation metrics.
You going to get into the esports world with the NASCAR deal?
Amazing. Almost a million people tuned in to Fox to watch the installment of iRacing over the weekend. We'll see if that number grows even more this coming weekend. I think as drivers continue to rally behind it, it's great for the sport. Now, from a betting perspective, we'll see if there are some regulated books that decide to hang odds. I know I pushed the folks at Fox Bet, and one of the major sports books out here said they just couldn't get regulatory approval in that short a turnaround time. I'm optimistic this weekend you are going to have some availability there. And guys, you're going to want to keep tabs on, maybe the likes of a Garrett Smithley or a Ty Majeski. Denny Hamlin, leave it to him. He set some fictitious odds. I gave him a hard time on social media. He finds a way to bump NASCAR's favorite driver on that lead lap to grab the checkered flag at Virtual Homestead.
Yeah, then did a highlight package on SportsCenter. That's how desperate they are. He won a fake race, and they put him on SportsCenter, Todd.
Hey, you know what? If he can grab the Earl Trophy and add that to his collection, I'm sure there'll be a lot of drivers out there who prefer the reset button than going through the physical grind that it takes if you're going to bang into another car or bang into that safer barrier.
Todd Furman, our guest. Jeff Passan reported today, MLB essentially trying to set a calendar for when they might come back, saying they'll play games as long as they can. It sounded like, Todd, even into the winter, and that they might even play neutral site games if it got too late, so they could play indoors or in warm weather cities. I don't think Major League Baseball would ever do that, would they? I mean, would they move the playoffs?
I mean, I would be stunned if they did that. We can use the World Baseball Classic as an experiment and a litmus test. That didn't exactly draw audience out in full force to try and take advantage. And I can't imagine if you're going to play meaningful playoff games in cities like Miami, San Diego, etc., that fans are going to travel, or you're going to have a fervor from some of those local fans to go out there and watch games that don't involve their teams. If that's the case, hey, we may as well start playing Latin American destinations and just postpone the Caribbean series, go down to the Dominican, Mexico, and other spots to allow the rest of the world to experience the great game of baseball. But in reality, I think they're best served to shorten the schedule, play a lot more doubleheaders, figure out what they can get in a meaningful manner, and control the month of October. Because as we know, once they go head-to-head with football, it's never been good for baseball ratings, and I can't imagine this season things would suddenly change.
You're a big hockey guy. What do you think ends up happening with the NHL? Do we reach a point where they just start with the playoffs? Wouldn't you need some sort of ramp up there too?
I think we need some semblance of a ramp up. I know the NHL has kicked around a number of permutations here, saying that, oh, maybe we'll go to a 24-team playoff that's expanded to allow some of the teams that were on the fringe to get in and keep more fans involved. I think you need at least 2 weeks of games. Now, if you wanted to limit it to, hey, just the 16 teams that are in as it stands right now, allow them to go through a modified training camp, put the onus on these teams to get up to game speed as quick as possible. I think one of the interesting concerns that the NHL have is the added cost of trying to keep a lot of these venues cool and make sure the quality of ice is great during the month of August. I can't imagine when it's 115 degrees outside in the desert that T-Mobile is going to have a fast sheet. It's a little bit different than when you're playing in Alberta, Toronto, or some of the other spots out there. But humidity has always been the biggest enemy of the ice, and I know Mickey knows all too well what it's like to watch Stanley Cup games played in fog.
Todd, JT's telling us it's time to get going. Thank you for the time today, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Stay safe out there in Nashville.
Appreciate it.
All right,
you.
We say so long to Todd Furman and so long to you. Big Six is next, and we'll see you tomorrow on 3HL. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe.
Stay safe.
Prayers up.
Electronic.